From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. For the next 4 minutes or so, we'll be taking a closer look at the health of Florida's wildlife. First up, a new study blaming water from the Everglades for helping make coral sick is getting attention from the scientific community. As WLRN's Jenny Stiletovich tells us, it's not exactly a good kind of attention.
The Everglades is a contentious place. Farmers, conservationists, and politicians never seem to agree on much. Among scientists, disagreements are normally collegial affairs. But this new study has set up a scientific cage match.
This has been going on a long time, this back and forth.
Brian LaPointe is a marine biologist at Florida Atlantic University. He grabbed national headlines last week when he blamed water from the Everglades' remote Shark River for helping dump too much nitrogen on reefs. When it comes to Everglades research, LaPointe's always been a bit of an outlier.
I'm one of those that was really never part of the Florida Bay Club.
He's referring to scientists who say getting more water into Florida Bay is what's needed to fix the Everglades. LaPointe makes some good points. His work helped prod the Keys to spend about $1 billion to get rid of septic tanks and install a central sewer line. But Everglades scientists say his nitrogen argument doesn't apply to the faraway marshes in Florida Bay.
I was surprised to see this paper published. I wasn't aware of it, and nor were my colleagues.
Evelyn Geiser is an aquatic biologist at Florida International University. She heads up an Everglades research project started by the National Science Foundation in 1980. It involves 29 institutions. She says 16 scientists are now preparing a formal rebuttal to LaPointe's study.
All journal articles are peer-reviewed by scientists who work in similar disciplines, and none of us in the small team of 15, 16 people that are working together were reviewers on the paper.
The editor for the journal that published the study was unavailable for an interview. When asked if he was surprised by the response, LaPointe stood his ground.
This has been covered, this concern and back and forth has been published in the New York Times, Nature magazine, and others, because it is a critical question that was raised early on.
The Everglades scientists don't dispute that nitrogen is bad for reefs. It's just that they don't think it comes from Shark River, which runs through Everglades National Park.
A number of eminent science panels were put together to really get at this, and one of the findings, and this was the headlines of the Miami Herald back in September of 1993, that this eminent panel really blasted the neglect of Florida Bay on this very issue.
The South Florida Water Management District said other than natural events like storms, it hasn't seen any kind of spike in nitrogen to support LaPointe's theory either. The LaPointe skeptics will have about 2 months to submit a rebuttal. It will undergo a peer review, just like LaPointe's paper. I'm Jenny Stiletovich in Miami.
An experiment to increase the genetic diversity of the Florida panther has apparently worked. From our sister station in Tampa, WUSF's Steve Newborn reports, that's the conclusion of a 10-year study released this week.
The Florida panther was on the ropes by the early 1990s. Development had cut off their contact with other populations, and inbreeding was taking its toll. Many cats couldn't reproduce or even live to reach reproductive age. So in 1995, wildlife managers relocated 8 female pumas from Texas to South Florida. Since then, their numbers have rebounded from 20 to 30 panthers to between 120 and 240. Madden Ollie, a professor at the University of Florida, is one of the study's authors.
It was a genetic rescue that led to successful increase in the Florida panther population, reduction in inbreeding, and actual documented growth in the population size.
Ollie says the cats need to be monitored to watch out for signs that the population might crash again because of too much inbreeding. I'm Steve Newborn in Tampa.
And this is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatteo.